Oh no.
Wait, no. One more time. Ready? Yes. Okay. All right. Podcast music going in now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to, I don't know what episode, 49?
We'll go with that.
Alright, episode 48 or 49 of Live Wrestling Podcast. And that voice you just heard, that is Matt coming to us from Australia.
I have returned.
You have, from Australia. Although you have remained in Australia.
You don't know that.
Your accent indicates you have not left.
Oi, mate!
Oh no, I went to go for English, but I just went higher on my accent. That didn't indicate an English accent.
I mean, closer?
Oi, mate, I'm from England.
Okay. So, for anyone that ever confuses the two, don't
Banter
do that.
Banter and Nando's, innit?
Saying crumpets.
Bloody Paige and Neville and Barrett.
And Christopher Daniels. Wait, no, he's not British.
What? Okay.
Isn't he?
He's from Chicago or something.
He just seems like someone that would be popular in Britain.
I'm sure, like, he's got a really good fan base over there.
I mean, he's kind of funny looking and bald. They love those guys.
Do they? I love Christopher Daniels. He's cool.
Everyone loves Christopher Daniels. He's just a pretty lax guy. Pretty cool
pretty
guy.
Pretty looking face.
He does kind of have a pretty face. And then there's Kazarian. But anyway.
He's prettier.
Kazarian is?
Yeah.
Not since he shaved his head.
Kazarian doesn't have a shaved head.
Oh, did he grow it back?
I've never seen Kazarian with short hair.
He shaved his head in TNA for years.
Did he? My bad. He has long hair now.
Oh, okay, so he's pretty again. That's good.
Hmm.
So,
let's go on to things that actually matter.
We've done 3 minutes before introducing anyone. Or no, I introduced you. So we're going to have Will coming on from Nevada whenever Will gets back.
Spoilers, he might not come back. Because
he might. Last time he didn't come on the podcast because he was eating soup.
This time I believe he's watching a movie or something.
Oh, so that'll be fun then for him and no one else. Like our hundreds of listeners, for example.
Very selfish man.
Whoa.
He's watching It Follows.
Oh no, that's a good call. That's a great movie. I take it back. That's fine. So, shall we get into some Monday Night? Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know, my name is Josh. And in case you didn't
Josh.
Know,
it's Josh
this,
now.
It's Josh now. Because nobody used my gimmick name anyway.
I listen to this when I'm not on it.
He does. He's a sucker like that.
I listen to it when I am on it as well, by the way, guys.
I only listen to the preview shows. I don't listen to my show.
You only listen to the ones you're not on, which is none of them.
Ha! That's the magic of owning all the software.
But I do subscribe on iTunes, guys. Remember to do that.
And review us on iTunes. Not that we're giving you much to review at this point. 5 stars out of 5, please, because we have their old co-host that decided to be a jackass and bring our whole rating down. So we need you to help remedy that.
Again.
No. Like, for example, one Matt might not go on and rate us 1 star.
Oh, I gave us a 5 star.
You're such a good man. You should keep it up. But in case you didn't know, I am the current reigning and defending Live Wrestling Podcast champion. Suck it.
If hey, it didn't wait, what's the pay-per-view coming up on Sunday?
Oh, I believe that's called Payback.
I thought it was Payback. I didn't want to say the wrong one, though. I was like, Payback, but it could have been, like, Powerback, or, like, WWE Power Rankings 25.
Or Paybaxel, or No Paybaxel. Way Out. Or No Way Out. No Way Outxel.
Ooh. No Way In. No Way Out.
Only ways to the side.
So before we get into it, I've got to admit, I did not see all of Raw.
Okay, how much did you see?
Up to the Divas match.
Alright, so...
Then my DVR, well, it's my recording of said show, went over, so I didn't see the rest of it, so...
Oh, well, that's always fun.
I apologize, but let's get to it.
Alright. I'm
gonna keep slacking off.
No, because we are not those kind of podcasters that we totally
we
are clearly are.
We are not slackers off.
No, totally okay. Not are we that. Matt joining us for the first time in like a month.
So the show opened with a limousine.
Really? Tell me more.
There was a bald guy, possibly a Howard Finkel. One of those type characters coming out as a show four. He opened the door, and guess who came out, Josh?
Was it Kelly Kelly?
No.
Was it Eddie Guerrero?
I don't know. No, he's too busy being dead.
I'm just naming two of your picks from Extreme Rules.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
You did your predictions before they called some of the matches, and so we just kind of, we helped you out a little bit.
I must have fallen asleep, because I listen to these as I'm in bed, so I must have fallen asleep before that happened.
Before you picked Eddie Guerrero to win Dean Ambrose versus Luke Harper? Probably.
Probably.
Seems like something you would have remembered.
Yeah. Anyway, it was Triple H.
Oh, that guy. That guy who likes
Who
smarts.
Was also bald. Like, Kelly Kelly, she's also bald.
Is she?
On the inside.
Ooh.
Because
she's soulless and hairless.
So he comes out to the ring. The limousine wasn't coming out to the ring. It was a cut. They cut it because it was outside. And then he came out to the ring. And he went, I'm back. And, Kane and Rollins, come out here, right now. And while I was saying all this, the crowd was just chanting, Ambrose, Ambrose, because, you know, it's Cincinnati and everything. And then, yeah, Kane didn't come out at the start. Only Rollins and J&J came out. And then he was like, yeah, Rollins, like, why are you fighting with Kane? Aren't you, like, the champ? And Rollins went, Kane's too busy picking on me.
No, keep going.
And then Triple H was like, yo, Kane, come out here. Because, I don't know, Kane was probably, like, shitting or something when he was supposed to come out. So then Kane comes out.
He was trying
out.
To find his real wrestling gear.
Yeah, he was trying to find the mask. He was like, quick, put me in the mask again.
Guys, where's my tights?
Guys, I'm gonna interfere later. So yeah, that happened.
Yes.
And then the crowd was still chanting Ambrose. And then he being Triple H, announced that he announced if Rollins loses on Sunday, then Kane will be fired. Big news. How do you feel about that?
I was in no way thinking that Seth Rollins was going to lose this match. Once they announced this, now I kind of think Seth Rollins is going to lose this match. So that they can fire Kane have him come back as Kane the Undertaker.
Kane the Undertaker.
Yeah, that was a thing.
You mean Mask Kane, or do you mean Undertaker when he first debuted?
When Undertaker first debuted in the Kane mask.
Okay.
And his name was Kane the Undertaker.
He wasn't wearing a mask, his name was just
Kane. He had like a Phantom of the Opera mask.
Oh, yeah, but no, okay. I thought anyway, so
or Isaac Yankum.
I don't think Seth will lose still.
I don't think so, but this kind of, it's one of those things. It's just like they like to do sometimes.
Yeah, but I think they're just going to let Seth roll with it. Like, I don't think they'd give him his WrestleMania moment just to take it off of him, you know?
Well, they only gave him the WrestleMania moment because they didn't think Reigns was going to handle it.
Jesus.
I don't think it was based on how great Rollins is, just how not ready Reigns is.
I think it was a mixture of both. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Probably. I mean, the fact that they told him the day of definitely says something.
Oh, did they? Wait, how do you know that?
It the news came out. Seth Rollins in an interview said that they didn't tell. He didn't know that he was winning the title until after his match with Orton.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was really late.
Why do you think that's him just kayfabing a bit? Like, I don't know.
Well, he wouldn't be kayfabing it
as a worker, just going, "Yeah, man. I mean,
yeah, man. They didn't tell me until after Orton."
Well, there's no reason to kayfabe that part, though.
Who knows? Anyway, so every man in the 4-way match, it will be wrestling tonight. Well, wrestled last night. I mean, when Raw happened.
Thank you, Matt.
So it'd be Reigns versus Kane. Of course,
dream match if I've ever seen one.
Who wouldn't want to see that? Rollins and Orton. You know, first time we've seen that too.
Never even conceived of the idea.
Coming up next, J&J Security versus Cincinnati's own Dean Ambrose.
Is he Cincinnati's own?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
That's why everyone was chanting for Ambrose, because he was hometown boy.
Oh, no. I thought he was just getting super over, and I was really happy.
No, hometown.
All right, well, that bums me out.
Also, you know, this guy was super over tonight. Most over he's probably ever been. Crowd was chanting Ambrose throughout the whole start. So it's like, oh, yeah, just put him with, you know, two retired guys. Like, I just didn't understand. Like, it turned out to be a good match. Spoilers. I enjoyed it. I just... Like, it was good for what it was.
Yeah. I don't know.
I still would have liked Ambrose, like, versing someone else.
It feels like they're trying to probably save him a little bit, because he had the... You know, he had the amazing match against Rollins last week, and he's in the main event of the pay-per-view. You just give him a night to just, like, you know, face two little guys and be done.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Especially because on the live event circuit, he's facing Luke Harper, which isn't exactly an easy night.
Well, that was the feud he was going for before this. So.
Yeah. I'm sure they've got their feud is one way to put it.
Their rival, the, what, how do you want me to put it?
Series of matches.
No insider term tier, boys.
No. Also, because it's not a feud, because they don't. There's no reason.
Yeah, but I guess that's how feuds work in WWE. There's not really any reasons unless
Bray Wyatt wants Ryback to be scared of him.
Bray doesn't like that Ryback has more muscles than him, and Bray has a better beard, so Bray's gonna pick on Ryback.
Bray wants children to know that good guys suck.
Bray doesn't want children to like steroids.
Good guy Bray! He's been a face this whole time!
Yeah, dude.
Every single person he's faced.
Yeah.
Since Brian.
Brian, that big steroid guy.
Since Brian.
That's why his neck's so bad.
All the steroids.
Yeah. So after
all the
that, so
cheating
yeah.
on his wife with the personal therapist.
Cheating on his wife with the personal steroids.
That is some lethal injection right there.
Damn. Jay Lethal's finisher?
Oh no, that was so, his finisher.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. I keep just thinking it's the elbow name. Drop because of.
Oh, because of Black Machismo.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's what
I only think of wrestlers by their, like, 2006 TNA.
Yeah. Like CM Punk like, with the Flock.
Yes! Goldust is Black Rain.
Holy fuck, when he was, like, that fat and...
Yeah, when he was really
fat.
...pedigree
with no double underarm hook.
Yeah, he was
just, he
was
like,
so bad.
Too lazy to fall on his ass, so he just went on his knees for a pile of Oh, God. Yeah, so this
back
match
when
was
Joe was too fat to perform the Muscle Buster.
Joe was skinnier then, wasn't he?
Maybe that was later. Maybe that was like 2009 that he like couldn't even do the Muscle Buster.
Yeah, I'm.
It's kind of upsetting.
He's at his fattest now, though, I'd say. Maybe he's lost.
Well,
it's
not.
I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, where
anyway.
Would you have? Yeah.
Ambrose versus J&J. Ambrose got worked over for a bit of this match, which was...
I mean, it was a five-minute match. He maybe got, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just, like, if you're watching a WWE match, there's always going to be the section where the heels kind of get the upper hand.
I just... And I'll give it, like, the commentators were putting over, like, oh, Jamie Noble's a former Cruiserweight champion, and, you know...
Joey Mercury has won the tag team titles.
Tag team champion. Yeah. Also,
no mention
fact,
of Eminem though.
No, and no like Jamie Noble, ROH champion. You know.
Stunning that they wouldn't bring that up.
Well, they did that with Rollins and Bryan, didn't they? At least Bryan, I know they did, didn't they?
Maybe they did on the website. I don't think they actually, like, brought it up on TV.
I know that... because I think they used to just go with Brian, like, he's been champion all over the world.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. Just like they did with, like, Flair. Or Sting.
Flair, they used to, like, remember... Do you know about the angle where Flair brought in the WCW title on WWE TV? WWF TV at the time?
That does not sound familiar.
When he first came into WWF, when they wanted to do him versus Hulk, but they didn't do it because they didn't draw on House Show Loop.
Right. Yes.
He used to come in and call himself the real world champion of the real world heavyweight champion, and he would come with the WCW title and everything, without WCW's permission.
That's amazing.
So yeah.
It's great.
And then WCW tried to sue WWF, of course. So
you would.
WWF just blurred the belt. So and then when WCW finally asked Flair for the belt, which they didn't do when they like let him go,
because WCW.
So, yeah. So Flair gave the belt back, and then WWF continued the angle. Using the WWF Tag Team Championship belt.
What?
Yeah, so Flair used to just bring out this belt and they'd have it blurred. So, like, when you were, like, they used to do it in post. So if you're watching on the TV, he'd just have a blurred belt. But if you're in live, he'd just have this Tag Team title belt coming out.
That's
saying,
amazing.
I'm the real...
That was when kayfabe was a thing, too.
Yeah, I know. This was, like, 92.
Wow.
The worst. Oh, my dog's barking.
Wow.
Sorry if you can hear that. Yeah, anyway. that's a side note. That's one of my favorite stories in wrestling.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, that was a match. What happened after that?
There was Sheamus on commentary for Ziggler and Barrett.
Yeah. Which, that was a good match, Ziggler and Barrett.
That was a good match. They always have good matches, though.
Okay. attires. Let me just go on a bit of a rant here, okay?
Please do. There's so much to be said.
I love Ziggler's attire for a heel. If he was a heel and wearing, like, that leather jacket with the cool shit and, like, the bandana and
in the guy liner.
Yeah. It's, like, really...
It's kind of great. Super 80s rock band.
Yeah.
It's like, almost like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the band of the name. The name of the band I like that do a... What's it called? Anyway, but yeah, like, I don't know, as a face? Is that, like, a thing that you do? Like, how do Ziggler, you feel about it? I guess he gets...
I don't know, Ziggler's always kind of towed the line a little bit.
Yeah, because like, he's never like, the show-off and blah, blah, yeah.
Yeah, like, the only thing he changed when he turned face was the gyrating.
True.
Which I miss, because it was great. Mm. But other than that, he's exactly the same.
Really? Yeah, he hasn't really changed his character. I'm still iffy on Ziggler. I love him, but, like, people saying that he's, like, oh, Ziggler should be world champ. It's like, nah, not really. That's just
There's definitely guys better than him for that role. Like, he was perfect for the World Heavyweight Championship. That was Ziggler.
The big gold, which I miss so much. Yeah. I love that belt.
I miss it. Dude, I have it.
Dude, I totally want it.
It's huge and it's amazing.
Just how I like it.
Yes. I like Ziggler. Presumably.
But yeah, and Sheamus. What, like, why is he still coming
Sheamus with, looked like, fucking great!
Are you kidding?
What?
He's like,
I love the slick back mohawk.
Like, no, like, I like the hair, but like, because he normally has the mohawk and everything, I was expecting him to come out with like denim on denim and like fucking big biker jacket and like, I don't know. It's just
You want him to be Triple H?
Yeah! Like, I want.
Seems like you don't want to invite the comparison any more than it's already there.
Do you think Sheamus and Triple H are similar?
Not really, but there's definitely the whole Triple H Sheamus conspiracy theory. Well, it's not so much a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, they're the same person.
I mean.
Degeneration X socket.
I am the guy. No, I can't do Irish at all.
You can't.
That was so bad.
Barrett, but I don't like the crown and everything. Just looks really. I don't know. We'll see.
It's better than Sheamus's.
Yeah, but anything is.
Yeah, the crown still looks super plasticky.
Yeah, dude.
And like dollar store, but I love the robe, or the whatever.
Because you just went to a house.
He already
show.
Wore a cape.
Yeah, yeah. You went.
Oh,
you went. Do you want
to
tell
a house
about
show.
Your experience at the house shows?
So sure, the house show. I was in the second row. It was awesome. It was in Broomfield. There was like 3,000 people there. It was kind of pathetic. And it was the first match we had Barrett.
More like a broom closet, am I right? Anyway.
Broom closet would have been less sexist with Lana.
What?
But anyway, dude, so many sexist people about Lana
wrestling.
At that show.
That's women's wrestling in general.
But it was during like the Ryback... Rusev match.
Well, I'm just chanting, we want Lana.
No, it was like, hey, Lana, feed me more.
Jesus.
Which is kind of funny, but mostly really gross.
Yeah. Gross connotations.
Yeah. Just like all kinds of nasty stuff being chanted at Lana. And she handled it with class and poise. Did just some regal waves and was done.
Like a real Russian lady.
Like a real Russian Floridan.
Hey.
Keeping kayfabe. Either way, Barrett came out in the stupid plastic crown, and that was it.
Yeah,
and it was no really scepter, sad. No scepter, no. It seems like you robe. Would like it. There's no extra cost to transport those things.
Maybe they just
you can just like
ready.
Throw them in your
Who
bag.
Knows? Throw this scepter.
He just looks just.
Imagine him going through airport security with like a fucking crown and scepter. Just
bow sorry. Down.
I am your king.
I am your king. You let me through.
He just sounds like Russian. Really bad Russian.
I was
in Soviet Russia. Bad news Barrett is king.
Bad news Barrett is
what?
King.
Yeah. So yeah, good match, good back and forth match with Barrett and Zig.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Zig won with the super. No, the yeah, super. Yeah, maybe.
And Barrett won with the bullhammer, actually.
Barrett won, yeah, because they did the super kick at the. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they did the super kick at the start. Totally missed.
Spoilers, I watched this at like 5 o'clock in the morning on no sleep. So, yeah.
There was a lot of super kicks the whole night.
I love
fun
it.
Fact.
I love super kicks.
Yeah, it's such a great move.
Yeah, dude.
But you kind of... You have to get the right camera angle, kind of.
Yeah, well, it depends on who's throwing it and who's taking it.
True.
Like, if you have, like, your Kevin Owens who, like, takes it both hands down onto the skull because he has a thick head, he says. Like, he's someone who... I watched a Kevin Steen show, which is his, like... Do you know about the Kevin Steen show? You're not into the indies at all, are you?
Not much.
Okay. So Kevin Owens, when he was Kevin Steen, he had this, like, sort of talk show host thing through High Spots.
Like, I've seen the Steen Generico matches and stuff.
Ah.
I'm not inept, yeah. But okay.
So, yeah. He had the Young Bucks on... Who I'm sure you've heard of, right?
Oh, love them. Well, no, I don't love them, actually. But
I
love them as people.
Yeah, I like them as wrestlers as well. You know, I'm a big PWG guy, so... Anyway, if you guys don't know the Bucks, they do lots of super kicks. They do double super kicks to people's heads. And
Generation Me in TNA, also.
Yeah, yeah. And Owens used to take it to, like... People legitimately kicking and sandwiching his head together, just and like with no protection. It's fucking crazy. Like, and they wouldn't hold
Kevin
back, they'd lay
care.
It in. Mad Montreal man.
Everyone from Montreal
like,
is mad.
Yeah, his trainer was a douchebag though, but we won't get into it.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll talk to you about it after. You know. So Sheamus caused the distraction, Bullhammer to Ziggler, and then afterwards Sheamus put the boots to Zig Man.
Yeesh. Man, the Ziggler jumping on Sheamus in the full suit and Ziggler in his wrestling gear was really creepy looking. I don't know why. Just like the contrast between fully clothed and wrestling gear was very evident in that one move.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten to the point in wrestling that I don't even notice that kind of stuff. But it just, like, kind of jumps out at you when it's right there.
It's kind of gross.
Not when it's Ziggy.
No. It's like, have you ever seen, like, at indie shows when people do... like crowd brawls when they're in their gear and they're just in the middle of all these people and it looks gross because you have all these like fat fans and just these in shape naked men pretending to fight around them. It's like it's weird.
It's amazing.
It's like
because like once they start fighting in the crowd it's not like wrestling, it's just like fake fighting.
Exactly.
And it's awesome. Like that one time Tyler Black moonsaulted off a fat guy.
Oh yeah, that was great. Or made me really in happy. PWG player, you know, he four-way slammed a fan onto his opponent.
That's spectacular.
Yeah. It's fucking... It was a Bucks match. It was Young Bucks versus Super Smash Brothers versus someone else. Future Shock, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. Great match. A lot of match. PWG. Go out of your way to watch it, mate.
Do that.
Yeah, man. So what did we have after that? I don't have any notes. I don't know why I'm pretending like I do.
I do.
Oh, you're professional.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm not.
I have my whole notebook of just for the podcast.
Damn.
Mostly it's just a bunch of cursing at people that are better than me at predictions. But it occasionally has wrestling notes.
Well, we should do our predictions today, shouldn't we?
We do. It's like the timing is so awkward.
Yeah, so
we just crowned a new champion. Yeah. So hey, and you don't show up, you don't get it.
Yeah, man.
It's not our fault. So all right. So I guess it's just you and me for the title. Yeah, 50% chance of my retaining. I've only held it for a week.
Yeah. If I win, I'm renaming it the Live Wrestling Australians Only Championship.
Yep. The Internet TV title.
The Internet TV title. The No Internet title. No, the No Internet... What? The No TV title. That's what I'd call it.
The No TV title.
Mm.
The Anywhere But US title.
So what did we have after that match? Was that the Neville match? Neville Saint?
It was Luke Harper.
Oh! You mean Eric Rowan?
Well, Luke Harper, like, was in the ring. Where he was introduced and then joined by Eric Rowan.
They came out together, didn't they not?
Maybe they did. I don't know, my notes are kind of awkward.
Yeah, they came out together. And then
okay.
Neville was like, ha ha, the family's back together. And then Cole was like, yeah,
was
Friday.
Was that your southern accent?
Yeah, y'all, I'm JBL.
Why do you go higher?
Hey, y'all, I'm JBL.
Nope, just go higher. Go higher. And
Hey, Matt!
Okay. You know what? Okay. Maybe just no voice for you.
Hey, Michael.
Alright, yes, that one. Go with that.
Yeah, Michael. Harper and Rowan, they came back together on the SmackDown. And Cole was like, oh, JBL! Yes! We thought they were gonna fight, but they didn't. And Booker T was like,
I kind of want to hear your Paul Bearer right now.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you got that one. That's like right up there with Roman Reigns' impression. I give you 8 out of 10.
Thank you.
Now 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10 is the biggest compliment I can give.
That's not as good. That was Paul Bearer coming out of character when like his wife told him he was leaving him. He went, oh, that's not good. I could have gone a lot darker with that one, but I didn't.
Oh, no! My Sarah!
In the afterlife, when his son put up his Hall of Fame ring for auction, he went, oh, no! That actually happened. That's horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I'm gonna cry now thinking about that, like... What a shit son.
I hope he was really in need.
This match was good.
So Eric
Not
Rowan
really.
Beat Fandango in
the
first seconds.
Yeah, dude, did you hear at the start? Like, the commentators, like, took a bet on how long this match was going to be.
No, I missed that.
No, JBL was like, haha, Paddy Power, I've got a minute 35 on Eric Rowan squashing Fandango. That sounded more like him. But, like, and then Booker T was like, I've got 36 seconds. And Michael Cole's like, I've got 2 minutes 30. It's like, and they all went for Eric Rowan, and they all use, like, the word squash, and they're all like, just fucking buried Fandango.
Oh, wait, no, I do have that in my notes.
Yeah,
so I was like, JBL said a minute 37.
Okay.
And then Booker T said a minute 32, which was such a strange number. Like, I don't think he's ever played Price is Right, because it's not how it's done.
And then, yeah, I not just didn't all. Understand it. And, like, how the match started as well, Fandango was on offense. So, like, he was taking it to Rowan. So Cole had to, like, cover their tracks because they're like, oh, Fandango's going to get squashed. There's no chance for Eric Rowan. And Fandango just comes out and is beating, like, shit out of Rowan. So Michael was like...
That's the WWE booking.
Yeah.
Because they, like, they don't have anyone they really want a job to anyone. So they just like, oh, maybe he can get a little bit of offense and he still looks credible for if we want to push him down the line, but we don't actually... Yeah. He still can still get squashed. It's just not how that works. If you get squashed in 35 seconds, it doesn't matter how much offense you get in that 35 seconds.
Yeah. See, I just don't understand. And, like, why couldn't just make like, us... Why couldn't they just make this a tag match? Because we've got the Mega Powers just, that have just started, and then... Or just not have this match at all. I just don't understand why...
Yeah.
They felt the need to do this.
If they were gonna, like, put over the whole Wyatt family is back thing, just, like, feed them some random jobber they don't care about or will want to
have... they don't have... do that anymore.
They did it with Ryder and Sheamus.
What?
A couple weeks ago, when he was just, like, squashing Ryder and then making fun of him, and it was great.
Ah, I thought you meant, like, a guy out from outside the company.
They did that with Ryback.
Yeah, it
was. In 2012. That is what I was getting at, but like...
And they're in Cincinnati as well. That's got a pretty good indie thing going.
Yeah, but they're all too busy being Rosebuds.
True. They could have had Johnny Gargano.
Was Adam Rose on Raw?
No. He wasn't on Raw today.
Oh, so then no Rosebuds.
No, because we could have had, like... Matt Cross and Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae, they all live in... No, do they? Yeah, what's the other place in Ohio that starts with a C?
Cleveland?
Cleveland, that's where they're from.
Cleveland.
Is that far away from Cincinnati?
Oh. I think they're on opposite ends. I don't know geography.
Aren't you from there?
Where I just...
You're from America.
I was born in Chicago.
Oh, hi, Sam Punk.
You know Chicago.
I do. I know.
Yay.
Banner and Sam Punk. They're from Chicago.
I'm actually more a David Otunga type.
Is he from Chicago?
He is. Yeah.
Oh boy. Why?
I think.
Why? Is it from like? Oh, that was. Oh, I didn't.
Were you going to say Harvard?
No, I wasn't. I was going to say
you were totally going to say Harvard.
I was going to say, like, New York, just because he's black.
New York is, like, not predominantly black.
New York wrestlers are, though. Like, Crime Time.
I can't think of a single New York wrestler.
Crime Time.
Were they from New York?
They're from Brooklyn, no more problems. They're bringing the hood to you. They're bringing what you're gonna do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's... also, Zack Ryder's from New York.
This is incredible with your... Oh, well, that's... Isn't he from New Jersey?
Long Island, New York.
She's not New York. It's not... Oh, well, whatever.
Well,
it's all the same to me, and I am in America.
Oh, Mick Foley's also from New York. Whoops. So...
There you go.
Beretta. I'm really, like, I don't know these things. Anyway.
I don't either. So we get Cena after that.
Yeah, comes out and cuts a really weird promo.
It
started off really weird good,
in the
like,
sense that it's
like it started off really good, and I was like, "Oh shit, this is a really good Santa promo." Then it was just like, "I'm doing this for America, because I'm
gone.
An American, gone. And this is America." Like what?
And America, America.
We're just gonna do this for a while.
Dude. And then, all right, I'm not gonna go on my nationalism feud rant because I really want to, but I'm not going to because I did it at WrestleMania, and that one's the one that's gotten our most views, so it's fine.
And you all heard that, and if you haven't heard that, just go watch it.
Go listen to that. Look at me be angry for like a long time.
We can save it for.
I was really
Elimination Chamber. I'm sure that they'll. They'll probably
do something stupid.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll, like, beat Rusev up and, like, choke him out with a Russian flag or something.
We'll get nuked. That'll be the turning point of the war.
John Cena gets on the mic. The Cold War is back, motherfuckers.
We did it. We're starting it, and damn it, I'm finishing it here tonight.
Vladimir Putin is a little sissy boy. Vladimir Putin doesn't have shit on George W. Bush.
Ronald Reagan.
Jesus.
I hate Reagan. That's... All right.
Yeah, Neville comes out. The man that gravity forgot. I love Neville.
Do you love Neville? Great.
I love Neville.
I love Neville so very, very, very much.
He is my favorite. Neville's... no, he's not my favorite of the NXT guys. He is one of them.
No, he's probably number... Like, from that class. Like, with Bo and Sammy. And, like, that.
Bo and Sammy like, in the same class.
Well, but, like when that, like, that time period.
Yeah.
That they all kind of came up. Like that yeah, was, it was before like it was before Itami and Balor and Owens. Just kind of that like kind of when NXT got awesome.
Yeah.
Class. Graves. He's probably my favorite.
Yeah, Neville.
I love Dallas. Graves.
Bo Dallas is so good as Graves well.
Graves reminds me of me so much.
You have lots of
Bo Dallas
things.
Got so good. No, but we look similar otherwise.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And we both, on the Raw pre-show, if you watch that on Periscope, he's just me. We're the same person. He talks like me. His jokes are like me. He awkwardly communicates like me. He's me.
So bad.
Corey Graves and Josh. Excuse you. Excuse you, sir.
Yeah. So this going match was really good. Silent Did you strike. Enjoy this match?
Oh my god, I fucking love this match. This match was like, incredible.
When like, oh, so much of this was so good. Like he flipped out of an FU, like an attitude adjustment. I've never
like,
seen
better
that
than
before.
Anyone else does it.
Like I've never Rollins seen it used done to that do it. Well before. Like I've seen it like it, but not that good.
That's the thing about Neville. Like, he has, like, when you, with everyone else, there's always, like, the doubt of, like, we know he can do amazing shit, but will he be able to? You know, like Sabu. Like, it's like, I know he can, but he's probably not going to.
I wouldn't put Sabu and Neville in the same class.
But you know what I mean, though. Like, with the high flyers, there's always some, like, little, like, Mysterio or, you know, Sin Cara, obviously. Or even, like, you know, like anyone, La Parca. There's always that little bit of doubt, like, man, they could screw this up. With Neville, it's like a suplex. He's never going to fail it.
Like,
which is just amazing.
If you look even, like, 5 or 10 years ago, like, even 5, I'd say, like, the high flyers were just, like, short guys that, like, would jump off the top rope or something. Like, they didn't
Yeah, they were
have
on that board.
Like, but when you see guys like Kalisto and Neville, like, on the main roster now, and, like, all of the indies, it's, like, high-flying, you actually have to have so much, like, fucking skill and flippiness about you. And, like, I know...
And now you have to be able to, like...
Hello?
A lot of people don't like... I want to know, oh, I want to know where that was going.
You want me to continue? Okay. And I know, like, a lot of people have negative connotations about, like, oh, that's just flippy shit. Oh, he'll never get over, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, that's actual skill and talent. It's like...
People, it's, like, I don't know.
I don't understand.
If you use it as, like, an excuse to not be good at wrestling, then it's bad. Like, the guys that just, like, oh, I can do a bunch of flips, and that's what happens.
Yeah, but, like...
Like, you have to be able to string together a match and be, like, a convincing and interesting character, and...
Mm.
It's, like, a million other things to wrestling. But it's just, like, that little thing that just, like, puts you over the top, or, like, sets you apart.
Definitely.
Like, a million guys can do a moonsault.
But could they do, like... That second rope fucking Phoenix Splash. Do you see that?
That was amazing!
That was insane.
I don't think I've watched a Neville match since he came up that hasn't left me just like jaw dropped on the floor.
I know, it's just...
Like the standing shooting star press, that's insane. That's batshit insane so to try much, that.
So many good things.
So,
also, did you
Adrian see... Adrian Neville's going to be World Heavyweight Champion soon. Sooner than later.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say he will beat him one day.
I think within the next 5 years.
Yeah, I'd say that.
He can do
definitely.
He'll get, like, massive... If he keeps going like this, he'll get, like, massive fan support by the end of the year. It'll take a little longer for Vince to get over his face.
Yeah, I wish it, like... I know this normally has negative connotations, but I'd loved if they put, like, a mask on him. Because what that does, it gets over the fact that he looks weird, and it also gets over the... Like, not that that matters to me as a fan, but it matters to Vince. And what it would also do, it would push his merch sales, so... Like, the people in charge would see how much he would mean to them if they put the belt on him.
I think it's harder to invest in a guy in a mask.
Right,
that,
Mysterio.
Like, that hasn't already been established. Like, but Mysterio's mask had been established through generations of lineage and, you know, tradition. Same with Sin Cara, even.
I don't know. I just...
But,
I
like,
think...
if you just, like, throw a mask... On a guy that they've already introduced and is, like, already getting over. Seems kind of arbitrary.
Like, I don't mean now. I mean, like, when they first brought him up. If, like, he... With the superhero thing, it would have made sense for him to wear a mask as well. Because his gimmick
so he could have just been Shane
Helms? He's a superhero.
Oh,
no,
absolutely. But in,
like,
this awesome kind of way that I didn't think they were going to do it.
Yeah. If they put, like... Because his hair, like... If they just had it, like, so his really weird hair would come out and, like, I don't know. I just think it would have been cool.
I like his hair.
Yeah, I like his hair, but it would have been cool if, like, it was a mask in hair. And he'd be, like, one of the only mask wrestlers that used.
Maybe, like, a half mask.
Yeah, like a Phantom of the Opera.
Maybe you do, like, a half, because you still got to be able to see the facial expressions.
Yeah, maybe, like, a
for me.
Top
like, you couldn't do, like, a luchador mask.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
oh,
I would
maybe.
Put him in, like, a
maybe, like,
mask.
The new Kane mask.
Yeah, maybe. Or, like, as you said, a hurricane mask or something. I don't know. This is all fantasy stuff, so it doesn't matter.
Why does he wear a mouth guard?
A lot of people do that.
That's a thing that confuses me.
I
have never noticed anyone else wearing a mouth guard.
Kyle O'Reilly does on the indies. Who else does? I noticed a couple other people do as well. Cody Rhodes, does he? I mean, no. Stardust? No, he might. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Code Angle, I don't think anyone else on the...
Code Angle. At least he used to.
Oh, yeah, but that's part of the gimmick, arguably. Yeah,
it's part of Kyle O'Reilly's as well, because he's like an MMA guy. His gimmick.
Great.
I don't know. I don't know why Neville does it, but maybe, like, he just doesn't want his teeth getting hurt.
Probably. I mean, he jumps really, really fucking high.
He's got very sensitive teeth. He can't have ice cream too fast or it'll hurt.
I was about to just say he can't have ice cream. When he drinks hot chocolate, he goes to the emergency room.
Yeah, he goes, that's hot chocolate.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, God.
Just funnels it in like a baby bird.
Yes, I was sure for like his coffee. You. I can't believe people do that.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
What else?
For the record, that's the title of this episode. Can Adrian Neville eat ice cream?
Yes, definitely.
So the match was incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, they even, like, played off, like, the whole John Cena always wins these matches the same way with, like, the rolling, the catch falls backwards, rolling into the AA pin, and always how he ends it.
Dude, and then they
played off that, and he flipped out of it.
Did you see, like, when Neville was working him over in the corner, and then Cena fell back, and then sort of did, like, the Dean Ambrose Nigel McGuinness thing? And then caught him with the AA.
We just kind of... Yes.
Like, yeah, that, dude, was so great. Sick. Like, because he didn't do it all the way.
Cena can work so well against the right guy.
Yeah.
It's like he, like, feels like he needs to impress him or something.
Yeah, or, like,
He just, like, turns it up and he'll pull out shit that you don't see.
And it makes Neville look good as well.
It's a shame...
I'm just so glad that Neville...
Oh, Neville looked amazing.
Yeah, and he got so over, and the commentators were putting him over and everything. Like, oh, so good.
And he didn't even lose clean. He's the first one to, like, to have you say, he would have won.
He was gonna pin John Cena.
He was gonna pin John Cena.
15 times.
Adrian Neville.
Was gonna get pinned by little...
The, like, 170-pound weird-looking guy.
Oh, so good, dude.
This Adrian Neville's like a better Daniel Bryan. I know that's kind of weird to say. But he's got the same kind of appeal, but with more to the casual fan. Not like that he's better.
More to the casual fan.
But he's got like the same kind of appeal, but to a wider audience.
Yeah, I'd say that. Because like... I always do this like with my mom, because sometimes I watch it with her when she's like around. Daniel Bryan she hates because he looks small and he looks like a fucking, like, she said the word goat before the commentators did, and she was just like,
"Why is he
versing?" Like, it was like Reigns at the time. She was like, "Why can't the dude in the black just beat him up? It doesn't make sense to me." But when she saw Neville, she was like, oh, shit, he's like doing gymnastics. That's so cool. So, I don't know. That's how I put things into perspective. He's just like, how the casual fans do it.
He's one of the guys that, like, you can, like, show him to someone who hates wrestling, and they'll be like, wow, that guy's awesome.
Yeah. Same with,
you don't, like, you don't get that. That's not a thing that happens.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other people that are like that. Why don't you sword on Kalisto?
Don't get me started on Kalisto. Why don't you sword on him? Because he's not a character. He's not a wrestler.
What?
He's just a gymnast. But he doesn't have any. There's no reason to care about him or invest in him. He's just the guy that does cool stuff.
No, he's a luchador.
Yeah.
Neville's cool as fuck.
And?
He's cool. He does cool stuff.
He does cool moves. With a mediocre partner.
No, this thing can't.
He doesn't talk.
He goes, lucha, lucha, lucha.
That's the whole gimmick.
Yes. It
doesn't work.
I know, but still, he looks cool.
There's like, no reason to care if they're getting getting beat up or they're like winning the titles. It doesn't matter.
Well, I
you don't invest
does.
In them.
I don't know. I'd invest in them.
I just like I can't like they watch are... their match and get like excited really? To like see the like oh Kalisto's in the match coming up. Better pay attention.
See,
like
I'm exactly
I, like with Adrian sure. Neville, I'll get that or Barrett or Ziggler. Or like any of the guys in the Intercontinental or US feuds right now. But with like Kalisto, just like, oh, all right, that's fine. He's in like Fandango territory for me.
Oh, I like Fandango too.
I like Fandango, but like, you know that when he's on the TV, there's not really a reason to watch.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You just kind of know
like
that,
these people.
Which sucks,
like
but it's what it is.
You like characters, huh? Huh? You never got... Sorry.
Adrian Neville's not a character, and I fucking love him.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just... I don't know.
Also, I saw, like, Kalisto on the Independence as well, so... He was very cool there as well. Alright,
I liked Samurai Del Sol better.
Really?
I felt like he was more defined.
I don't. There's
more
not
interesting.
Really a difference in the character. That like, except for Kalisto goes lucha.
That's all he does, though.
Yeah, but in like when he was Samurai Del Sol.
In Samurai Del Sol, he kind of had like he had something going for him.
Yeah, I guess.
So I don't know.
Anyway.
But anyway.
What happened? Was this
so, yeah, this match went 15 minutes.
Ooh, good block.
Everyone
of
kicked out of each other's finishers. It was awesome.
Whoa, you changed your tone. You.
What?
You used to be like, I don't like. Oh, no, that was Kevin, wasn't it? He doesn't like the kicking out of finishers. My bad.
Yeah.
I think it
works in the right context.
It worked perfectly tonight because it was putting Neville over.
Yeah. You shouldn't use it like all the time. Like WrestleMania had it in all but one match.
Yeah, but mainly is
which I thought was
different.
Overdone.
WrestleMania
yeah,
is
that's,
like
yeah,
come
I'll
to
give
me
you that.
Like...
But like if you're going to do it, Rusev should kick out of the AA. Just
yeah.
saying.
Sure. I'm still pissed
but
that
that's like long in the past.
Match. Yeah. But so after, lose that after match, this, did we have Reigns Kane?
We did have Reigns Kane.
Okay.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, I'll have to admit something here. I saw Reigns get jumped on the outside because I just came back to sit down from peeing. Went to fast forward it because I was watching a recorded version. And then accidentally fast-forwarded all through the match. Because, like, oh, he's getting worked over outside. I'll just wait till he gets in the ring. And it just never happened.
Okay.
I was like, oh, shit.
And then, I was watching it, and I was, like, also, like, because we're moving, so I'm packing a little bit. And then I look up, sure. And it's like, wait, is this the last man standing match? Why is it over?
Yeah.
Like, did he just win from that? What's happening? Because he's, like, celebrating like he won. They're playing his music. But I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You
so I just figured it was just, like, made into a last man standing match that was really lame.
No, it's just because they didn't go in the ring. It was just a brawl.
Okay, that was fine.
Which doesn't make sense because
then it ended with, like
their...
one of those spears...
Yeah, and the table.
No, they're not like in a blood feud.
I know. I was about to like that's what I was
no,
about to say.
No, that
it doesn't make sense because Kane.
That spear was
kind of
mediocre.
And aren't they? They're teasing Kane turning face. So it's like, oh, that's just.
Yeah, they've been doing that for.
Like I don't understand. Like, oh, we're thinking of turning Kane face. Let's put him against the man we're trying to make the biggest face in the company. Let's go, boys. Let's do this. It's like, it just doesn't
Because
make
they
sense.
Figure Kane can, like, handle just having the crap beat out of him. He's just, like, an established enough character that it doesn't matter. But, like, at the same time, then just why have him wrestle? Just, like, have him interfere in the main event. It's fine.
Exactly.
They don't even need to announce a match. I don't know. I don't get it. But I don't know.
Anyway.
I guess maybe having Reigns in the marquee sells tickets.
Well, it was just announced on the thing, so it wasn't announced previous, so it wouldn't have sold any tickets.
Oh. Well, okay, maybe not sold tickets, but, like, you know, he's super
That'll
hot.
Put butts in seats. So, as I continued to fast forward for the I saw that it was a Divas match next. So I continued to fast forward. So then I realized it was the end of my recorded program. Uh-oh. Yeah.
It's so good.
Pre-mode.
Oh, my. Pre-mode. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, so
I was live tweeting from the Live Wrestling Twitter account. And the only tweet that got any love was the tweet about that song.
Damn.
Oh, that song is so good. Remote!
Damn.
That's the only thing. I was so busy laughing at that, I didn't even see the match. I'm not even kidding.
I didn't
The match went 3 minutes.
So. Who won?
The match went 3 minutes, and I was laughing for the entire time. I was so happy at that. Oh, it was so fun. Great. That song. Tamina won. It was Brie versus Tamina, by the
way. Oh, wait. Tamina's back. Fuck. I forgot.
Yeah. And she's, like, really large human being. I didn't realize that.
She is. She's huge. You think you would have
Fun fact.
More,
I was standing
like,
next to a dude. That Naomi was, like, talking shit at. Naomi is a tiny little person.
Yeah. She's really
Like,
small.
You would think she would be, like, muscular or something, but she's just, like, kind of, like, shortish. She just looks like a person. Which was very unusual compared to, like, even Bo Dallas was huge.
Yeah, but the Divas are so much smaller. Like... Because Tamina's probably not that big. She's probably just huge compared to everyone else.
Hold on, I'm gonna Google that. You talk about this
already
match.
Googling.
Oh wait, you probably didn't
Googling.
Watch this match.
See, how tall would you think
okay,
Tamina
good.
Is?
I would think she's 5'11".
She's 5'9".
Really?
Only. Yeah, she's only 5'9".
How and much does she weigh?
150 pounds, which is 68 kilos if you're over here.
What?
Yeah.
So she literally weighs exactly the same as me.
Wow.
And she's an inch shorter.
You're very small. You're a very small human.
I'm 5'10". I weigh 150 pounds, just for anyone interested. And I am officially larger than Tamina.
Oh, dude. Okay, I don't want to bury Will here, our lovely co-host. He's 6'5" and 120 pounds.
And I don't want to bury Matt here, our lovely co-host, but he's 6'9" and 40 pounds.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
6'9", 40 pounds.
I was being real. I was actually, that's actually.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah, that's a shoot height and weight. That was my exact
what?
Reaction. Yeah, he's 6'5" and weighs 120 pounds.
He's 6'5"?
Yeah.
He does
really
not
tall.
Come across as 6'5".
No, he's very, very
He
tall.
Comes across as 120 pounds, don't get me wrong. But he does not come across as 6'5".
No, he's huge. He's a huge man.
I thought he was like 5'8". Okay, that's terrifying.
No, his doctor's right. Like, he's got like gigantism.
Okay, now you're messing with me.
No, but he hasn't finished growing at 6'5", which is scary.
I was about to Google it, and then I realized he's not famous.
Not yet. He will be as the world's tallest.
He will be at 6'5". he broke his spine on a back body drop.
Yeah. The world's tallest anorexic.
He took one punch and now he's paralyzed. He took his first back bump and he hasn't walked since.
He's getting surgery soon as well, so rip.
Rip.
Anyway.
Indeed. So we had Macho Mandow
versus Curtis Axel. Shit. No, versus.
Was awesome.
What?
Versus, yeah. They had a match, kind of.
They were facing
then
each other.
They were facing each other, and then the Ascension music interrupted them. They're being ironic, right?
What? I missed this, so
okay.
So
for those
that
of you who don't know,
which is me.
So as the Ascension comes out and talks about how nobody wants to see guys that are just trying to get over because they're imitating guys from the 80s, and that's they gotta be playing that,
that
ironically,
no, that is,
right?
That is, yeah, that's great.
Okay, because they're saying it so. I don't know. There's no wink.
It's no just wink. Like, imagine if like Connor they're or Victor just like turned to the camera and winked.
That would be brutal.
Just, hey, that one-liner was really good, right, boys?
Did you enjoy our performance?
Did you enjoy this?
That's how I imagine them talking in real life.
Yeah.
Did you notice that our personas are not actually like this?
Do you think that we're doing a good job?
Are you entertained?
No. The world's
I'm not
largest job was terrible a play on words on jobbing.
What?
I hate you. I actually love you. I'm sorry for saying that.
That's okay. You don't need to apologize for loving me.
I'm so lost without you.
I knew you were right. Believing for so long.
So did that match happen? Or it happened? Was it a tag match? Or
it was counted as a no decision.
Oh, great.
At 2 minutes long.
My favorite.
Oh, of course. So yeah. Mega Powers are officially back.
Don't explode.
It was so great.
Sounds
MP2K15. It was awesome, you guys. So good.
So what do you like better, MP or PTP?
Why not both?
MPTP.
It's the part that you lift me on your shoulders and we make tacos. MPTP.
MPTPTP.
MPTP. PTP. Wait, no, PTMP. PTMP.
They get, for
sure.
MPTP, and they get Tanaka and Kevin Nash to come out. Get it? Because they're Native American. And Native American.
Kevin Nash is Native American?
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
Why do you know more about American history than me?
I'm sorry. Kevin Nash being Native American is history. And we study
counts
history over here.
They don't teach it in schools here.
What?
Country.
American history.
We are learning all about how we kicked him off the reservations. Nothing about Kevin Nash.
Oh. See, we spent a year learning about Kevin. No. For some reason, I was just looking up weed.
Australia.
Like, I went through a year, like, no, a year what? Like, last week or the week before, I was really bored, so I went on, like, this wrestling thing, and I looked up all these weird ethnicities that I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I wonder if anyone is, any professional wrestler is, like, Latvian, or if any professional wrestler, like, is this weird place from Ireland, or, like, if they had any history. And I did Native American, and Kevin Nash came up. I was like, no, that's bullshit. Who else came up?
That's ridiculous to me.
Mickie James. She's Native American.
That's amazingly ironic because of the cowgirl thing.
Yeah.
That's like borderline amazing. That's like amazing. Wait. She's the cowboy and the Indian.
Damn. So let's have a look. Okay. Who else?
That's the first Native American to ever write country music.
The Briscoes, so Jack, Jerry, and Wes. So they're Native American.
Okay. Alright.
Jesse Neal, famous being in Ink Inc. in TNA. He's Native American.
Oh, the one that's not Shannon Moore.
Yeah, dude. Ink Inc. was my shit, dude.
I just knew them as Shannon Moore and the guy who's not Shannon Moore.
Dude, Jesse Neal was
I didn't really like Shannon Moore, so it's kind of weird.
Nah. Gahagas, indie wrestler. He's billed from Japan. He's billed
Did
from
you just
Tokyo.
Say Haggis?
His name's Gahagas.
Did you just say his name was Haggis? Haggis. Like blood pudding.
Hey, dude, I'm Scottish. Don't hate.
His name is blood pudding.
Hey, I hate you right now. Hey, calm down. I can't remember. Is it Kahagas or Kahagas? He's a former NWA champ. He works on the indies. He's like half Japanese, half Native American.
I don't know who
it's
it
really
is.
Really cool. Yeah. Anyway, after the Mega Powers, what did we have?
Was we this had deeper? Deeper. Probably the emotional crux of the night.
Debray. Brian, no.
It hurt.
So
he...
Today. Everyone, Daniel Bryan had to retire his Intercontinental Championship.
He did. And though I say goodbye, don't you cry, for I'll be back someday.
I thought you were going to do... I will survive.
Didn't enjoy my Frosty the Snowman / McFoley better? Oh, wait, no. Nothing's better than that song.
What? I didn't know what you did, so I was just ignoring it.
Oh. Have you seen McFoley's documentary?
No. Why would I?
Oh, you don't have Frosty the Snowman. What do you mean, why? It's a great documentary.
Is it?
It's a great document. It's on the network.
I love McFoley. Wait. He's like Santa one. Are you talking about his Santa one or his normal one?
What?
He did the documentary on Santa.
The one about his career.
Oh!
His regular one, no.
He's talking about Frosty the Snowman. On his normal one.
He quoted it, like, on his first retirement.
Okay.
He was just fucking around and, like, quoted Frosty.
I
quoted him quoting Frosty.
I love McFoley.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's so good.
So
is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. They have a lot in common. I guess.
Yeah, it felt like edges a lot. It felt like edges.
Well, Daniel Bryan's not retiring.
No.
Right?
And he did post on Instagram today saying with his dog saying that he's like doing physical therapy, he'll be back as soon as he can. So, it kind of dulls it a little bit. But it was still really... I was watching it while also pooping. But I was still really sad.
So, a lot of emotions going through.
There's a lot of things going on in my head at that moment. So yeah. They are officially doing the IC title match in Elimination Chamber.
Which is so great. May night.
There's so many amazing things you can do with that. I love the Elimination Chamber so much.
Why are you speaking like in the Elimination Chamber?
Because I'm in awe of the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah,
I love the Elimination Chamber. Except for the whole reason I love the Elimination Chamber was because, like, the whole psychology that, like, you know, you have the one person that can win the Royal Rumble, and it's a little easier on your body. You know, you just got to throw people over the rope, and if you can do it, you get the main event of WrestleMania. But if you can't get that one because only one out of 30 can, then you can try your luck in just the brutal Satan structure. And then one person out of those six, but you got to endure so much more. And it's just like the kind of levels of how to get to WrestleMania. And I thought that was really cool. And then it was just gone for Fastlane.
Yeah. I wish it was still, like, I wish it was back in the spot it was, but I'm glad we're getting it now. And two pay-per-views in the same month.
Especially because they have, like, this is going to be a strange month.
I think that's the first time they've ever done it since, like, they had the, like, exclusive England and exclusive Australian pay-per-view.
No, I feel like they did it in 2009.
ECW One Night Stand.
Hold on.
ECW One Night Stand.
So, talk about, so New Day was next, did you see that?
No, I don't know. I could talk about how much I like the New Day.
Okay, do that. I'm gonna Google this.
New Day is really cool. Like,
such a good start.
They do clap, not stap. So they go, like, so they don't get angry. Xavier Woods has a really cool, like, afro hair. He was in TNA. He teamed with Jay Lethal. Kofi Kingston, he's from Africa.
In 2009, they did 2 months that they had two pay-per-views.
Shit, which ones?
So they had
Great American Bash
and Extreme Rules in June.
Yeah, and Tribute to the
And then Hell in a Cell and Bragging Rights both in October.
Why?
Yeah.
Because at least, like, Great American Bash makes sense because it was in July.
Yeah, or June.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. Unless it was, like, end of June.
No.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
But Extreme Rules was still an ECW thing at the time, maybe? Was it? Was
ECW a thing in 2009? No.
Well, no, it wasn't.
But they didn't have exclusive pay-per-views.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Extreme Rules was...
They had Bragging Rights in October... And then they had Survivor Series the next month, and they're the same thing.
Oh, no. Wasn't... No, Bragging Rights was brand versus brand only.
Yeah, but it's still...
No,
just
because...
like, tag team gimmick match.
Weren't all matches interpromotional in Bragging Rights, or was it just the main, like, the one match?
I think they were all in a promo. Yeah, because they had, like, the tally in, like...
Yeah.
So, like, they had, like, every match that Raw won versus every match SmackDown won. Yeah.
So that makes sense, because...
Stupid. And then they had John Cena versus Randy Orton in an Iron Man match.
Oh. Wait, what?
Which was a good match.
An Iron Man match?
You didn't see that? You didn't see the Iron Man match?
I can't remember back to 2009.
It seems like you would remember John Cena and Randy Orton wrestling for an hour.
They wrestled for an hour?
Including the time that Randy Orton tried to murder John Cena with fireworks.
What?
Because that happened. He, like, threw him onto the stage and, like, tried to, blow up the fireworks where he was.
I remember that.
And Cena, like, rolled out at the last second.
I also remember,
It was wacky.
didn't, like, was it Batista? He, like, powerbombed John Cena into the light thing. You know? You know what I mean?
Oh, that was,
Wasn't Batista, that was Payback. It was Big Show. Show. Or something. Yeah, Big Show. I Big knew Show. It was one big guy, yeah.
Because he was, yeah, versus Edge. That was a great match, yeah. too. Last Man Standing.
I remember
2009 really well.
Remember when John Cena did the attitude adjustment on both Edge and Big Show, but didn't actually do it all because he didn't want to. Because
he just, like threw Edge off, switch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Edge would have died, so that's probably smart.
Yeah.
That was a thing that they're trying to convince you is amazing.
Remember when...
I don't know.
Batista that was... faced Undertaker? Remember when Undertaker versed A-Train and Test? Was it A-Train and Test?
Less great. I don't know.
It was A-Train and someone.
Yeah, I remember when...
Was it
because he was A-Train... supposed to be with Nathan Jones. And Nathan Jones was, like, so bad on the house show circuit that they couldn't put him in a WrestleMania match.
He was from Australia. He was. Fuck him.
He ripped the bars off a prison cell.
I'm Nathan Jones.
He was cool.
And I was the first... No, was he the first Australian signed to WWE? I think so. Yeah.
That makes me really sad.
I'm pretty sure it was.
He was the worst.
Oh, no, were the Flying Kangaroos signed to WWE? I think they were. Yeah, Flying Kangaroos. Also, Bill Dundee probably was as well. Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
They're Australian.
Okay. That sounds like an Australian.
Yeah. I'm trying to
So, we had...
No, wait, hey, I haven't done going through Undertaker's opponents at WrestleMania. How about Undertaker...
Excuse me for interrupting.
It was Big Show and A-Train, by the way.
Big Show and A-Train.
Big Show, Big Show. Undertaker and Big Boss Man. Huh?
Oh, where he hanged him. Hanged him in the cell.
It's a shit match.
That was bad.
Yeah, don't go anywhere to watch that, boys. How about...
No.
Undertaker the worst came one... for the second time. How about Undertaker
was that WrestleMania 20?
Yeah, 20. Yeah.
Oh, and the casket.
Yeah, Mark Henry was casket.
What about Giant Gonzalez? When Giant Gonzalez actually took out, like, a chloroform rag.
That didn't make sense at all.
Chloroform rag. And, like, just, like, blatantly in front of the ref, just like, nope.
Undertaker hasn't
had... And then he got disqualified.
Like, Undertaker, he hasn't had many good matches at WrestleMania.
The ratio is not good, but he's had a lot of good ones.
Like, Triple H's ones.
Batista, Punk, both Triple H's, both Shawn Michaels. Ones, the one Triple H that everyone forgets was really good. Flair, Batista. That's 9.
Was the one with Flair?
Edge, 10.
The Edge one was pretty good.
18, yeah, I liked it. Edge one was really good. I liked that one.
Hmm.
20, that was WrestleMania 24. Dude, I can't believe it. 23 was Batista.
He's faced Triple H 3 times at Mania.
Yeah, WrestleMania 17. Nobody thinks about it, but it was good.
Yeah.
Because it was when he was a biker.
That wasn't...
And, like, that storyline was so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It involved Kurt Angle for some reason. I'm trying to remember why.
You're going down. You're gonna make a big mistake. Because badass is...
Rolling.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we've gone way off track now.
Dude, no, I would have told you a story. My brother, he's, like, a big fat guy like me. He, had a video of himself... rolling down a hill to that music. It was great. That's just a tidbit. It was just a big...
The only way to make fat people rolling down hills better is with Limp Bizkit.
Rolling.
Limp Bizkit makes everything better.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fun fact, they were once declared WWE's favorite band by WWE.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
That was a thing.
What about Kid Rock?
They played at WrestleMania like more than one time.
Yeah.
Kid Rock. He had like 30 minutes at WrestleMania.
Anyway.
Wait, what's a worse musical performance? Kid Ink was terrible this year.
Motorhead, Triple H's
like
theme song.
Stunningly terrible.
What? Remember when Motorhead?
Oh, when Motorhead forgot his lyrics.
Yeah.
Lemmy forgot his lyrics. Just
return game, and we're both the game, and I'm gonna be a game.
Game.
It's all about the Triple H and how you play it. It's all about the match.
It's all game and game and game and game.
Dude, King of Kings is... King of Kings is such a better song than that one. I love the King of Kings.
I know! I don't understand.
Bow down to the king.
Bow down to the game.
What? That's not how it goes at all. Don't crush me like that. Anyway,
what?
So Daniel Bryan out, retired.
Wait, the belt, that bothers me.
What?
Yep.
Why?
What was wrong about that song?
You did bow down to the game. You said bow down to the game, where it goes bow down to the king.
Oh yeah. All right, fine.
Bitch, sure. Bitch.
I'll give you that.
So after D. Bryan,
Cesaro versus Big E.
I'm sad that I missed that.
It was great. Every Big E match is great because Big E's great.
Every Cesaro.
We all need to take a moment for Big E.
Do we?
He had a good match with Kali, fuckers. That doesn't happen.
Cesaro had a good match with Kali.
Cesaro's the best. Yeah. That doesn't happen. Better. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Biggie's amazing, though. Biggie, they're both... I only say it because, like, everyone knows Cesaro's amazing. People don't appreciate Biggie.
God damn it, look at this big black motherfucker.
Too short.
I assume that's what Vince does, like, when he saw Biggie for the first time. He's like, look at the tits. God damn it. Look at that haircut.
I'm sure that they did not bring him in person.
No, that was just a photo.
Just like shot him from under. He looks like 6'12".
They just had a gif of him jumping up and down so his man boobs would go up and down. God damn.
Yeah.
We need him for the Davis.
Vince, you're going to appreciate this.
God damn it, his boobs are better than Stephanie's. That's a gross thought. Incest, guys. Vince McMahon.
That deserved every bit of silence I gave it. He's not Hulk Hogan, damn it. So.
Yeah.
Cesaro won at 8:54.
Cool.
Yeah, I timed these matches, you guys.
Man.
I'm such
Stop
a nerd.
Watching all.
Yeah, it was good. It was great. We've already talked about it. It was great. It was like, he won was like some kind of wacky roll-up. I don't know what's going on.
Really? I have to say that.
Yep.
What'd it do?
I don't know. It was like... Funk.
What?
Was that Skip Sheffield?
Yeah.
Oh, that made me so happy. Nope. Skip. Yep. What'd it do?
That so much. This big roady bloke.
I loved that so much.
Oh, I didn't understand.
I'm just
it.
a corn-fed meathead. Actual line from his debut.
Yeah. Dude, did you hear about those NXT debut things? Wade Barrett was speaking about it on another interview. Like, he had one here. So, like, they went in, they couldn't hear a word the people were saying. They couldn't hear anything because the acoustics were so bad, and they weren't told what they were doing.
Okay.
It was all supposed to be off-the-cuff things. So, like, when the pros would be like, with his examples, Chris Jericho, and he was like, yeah, and Wade Barrett's going to tell you why he's the next big thing. And he gave Barrett the microphone, and Barrett was like, I'm Wade Barrett, and I'm here to tell you that all these other competitors, like, he would cut a promo on, like, the exact same opposite, like, oh, the exact same opposite, what? Like, Chris Jericho set him up to speak about himself, and all he did was speak about his other people. And management was so angry with him, he was like, I couldn't hear a word. And then,
NXT is the worst.
I remember when they did, just, like, the barrel run and shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the... I think it was the third season.
Which had, one?
Oh, what was his name? That? Eli Cottonwood.
Oh, my God.
I don't, the only one I remember was Eli Cottonwood.
He was
and
the
they
original,
gave him...
Eli Cottonwood was the original...
The Wyatt family.
Wyatt family, yeah. It's crazy to me.
Back... Yeah, the... The that first promo he ever cut in NXT, I've watched that like 30 times. I'm no white trash.
Oh, I don't remember.
Go go on YouTube and look up I'm no white trash.
Remember Michael McGillicuddy's
but anyway, wait.
Promo? Where he just kept saying oh, worst. Anyway, let's continue.
No, Eli Cottonwood's was the worst.
Oh,
like there was like the gimmick was like he would go on and he would like they would give him a topic to talk about and he would have to talk about it for 30 seconds. So they gave him a mustache. And he goes, mustache. What's in a mustache? Who has the best mustache here? It's me. I don't have a mustache, but if I did, I would have the best mustache. Mustaches are a power. And I don't. My mustache is the best, even though I don't. But I don't have a mustache.
Dude, it would have been amazing.
Your mustache is not as good.
If you went mustache,
that was literally what it was.
I don't have a mustache because I don't have power.
What it was. Oh, it was so great. Go look that up too. Eli Cottonwood mustache. Eli Cottonwood mustache.
That's the new title of the podcast.
Eli Cottonwood.
Eli Cottonwood's mustache.
What in the hell, that promo makes me smile.
Jesus. Anyway,
I saw that. I spent the next like 3 days trying to think of how to cut a good promo on a mustache. It's hard. I'll give him that. But I think I would have done better.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but I think I could have done better.
What's in a mustache?
I don't have
I have the best mustache here. I don't have a mustache. Gets me every time. So we get Bray Wyatt. They actually addressed the problem that I was complaining about last week, proving once and for all WWE listens to Live Wrestling Podcast. So maybe you should too, anyone who's not.
Yeah, anyone who's listening to this right now is not listening.
How dare you, scumbag.
Yeah. Stop doing homework or playing PlayStation and do exclusively listening to us.
Yeah, and review us 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen, please.
Mm.
Anyway, so they finally address the issue, which is basically that it's you automatically pay less attention to it if it's backstage, right?
Mm.
Like, if you're cutting a promo backstage, it's automatically not as important.
Yeah.
So he came out to the ring... And he did basically what he would have done backstage, but it felt so much better because he was in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, his promos are always great, though. I love in a way.
I wish they wrote it better for him, but the way he delivers it.
His delivery is really good. It's at the point.
Like Dean gets fed shit lines and everything. But yeah. The way he can deliver it is good.
Yeah.
Dean and Bray are so good.
Oh, they're so good. It's the character wrestlers.
Yeah, man.
Character wrestlers are the best. See? Kevin doesn't get it, but this is what it is. Character Kevin wrestlers are the best.
Unless you're Zack Ryder.
He's not a character wrestler, though.
Woo, woo, woo. That's my it's character, not a... bro. I'm on the internet, bro.
I paid my own money for a title because I'm popular on the internet, bro.
I print my own shirts, man. I like action figures.
Of myself.
Jesus.
To be fair, if I had an action figure, I would buy it.
Yeah, dude. Totally.
Edge did, and Edge is classy, so.
Classy Freddy Edgy. See what I... Will met Edge. Has he... he should tell that story when he gets on here.
Yeah,
he went to the Cauliflower Ear Club and met all these famous people.
The most important of which being Edge.
Edge, Jake Roberts.
Oh, wait, no, that's important.
Yeah.
My whole worldview of Will is different now because he's 6'5".
Yeah, he's very tall.
Yeah, it's very tall. It's terrifying.
Mm.
So, yeah, he just kind of talks about fear.
Fear.
And how he's going to be a better parent to your kids than you are.
Fear me more, am I right?
How has he never done that?
Because he doesn't want to be shit.
Yes? Who doesn't want to be shit?
Can you imagine
really?
Bray Wyatt doing like the Ryback taunt thing where he's like, fear me more?
You know Bray Wyatt could pull it off. Jeez. Don't even start. So he can do anything.
Oh no.
If he's just like doing it with the creepy smirk and like, ironically and slowly, he could totally
do it. It's so hard to picture him as Husky Harris.
Even as Husky Harris, he was, like, okay. Which says a lot.
No, he wasn't.
He was. He was okay. His finisher was just, like, sitting.
Oh, yeah.
Which he still does that move.
I've got to show you this clip. It's like, after NXT, he came back down to FCW, and he was like this, like, basically what he is now, but with, like, a hockey mask. It was so good. His name's, like, Axel Mulligan, or something.
Wow, that's terrible. What a bad name.
Yeah, they give shit names. But, like, he did the stunner as a finisher.
Also
like
terrible.
Like an RKO, but, like... He didn't jump up for it, so like a DDP style, but he did it really
so
fast.
So a cutter.
Well, they called it a stunner, like.
Yeah, but that's not.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
But yeah, it was really cool.
I can imagine what that would look like in his works.
I'll send you a. I'll post it on the Twitter.
He could use a faster finisher in general.
Yeah, I'll make you post it on the Twitter because I don't have the net.
You guys... I think I gave it to you, but anyway.
There was that. Did Ryback come out and cut a promo on him? Or?
He came out and spinebustered him.
He went, I eat negativity. I shit positivity.
It's an efficient system. My colon is like the New Day.
Inside references because I don't like CM Punk.
Damn it.
Inside references to Art of Wrestling podcast. Me and Chris Jericho were both made fun of.
Ethan Carter, TNA, we loved you in Baywatch. Anyway. So yeah, he gives the meat hook clothesline, which he like hits really hard. And then leads the crowd and feed me more. Wyatt kind of laughs on the outside, and that's the end of that. I love Wyatt so very much.
He is very good.
Plus, we got to see his entrance in the dark for the first time since Mania, which was good. Because his entrance in the daytime doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Nope, but neither does Undertaker's. That was kind of goofy.
Oh, shit.
They just, like, put the purple light on him anyway. Like, that would make it better. And it just made him look really dumb.
Yeah.
But it was fine, because we had, like, zombie scarecrows.
Yeah, that was okay.
I liked it. Nobody else did. So we had Rollins versus Orton in a non-title match. It was a Rollins versus Orton match. There's no denying that.
It certainly was. Hey.
Yep. I don't know what else to say about it. It was just kind of... They're all kind of that.
Okay. What was on after that, friend?
Well, that was the main event.
Oh.
So we had just kind of obviously everyone in the Payback main event going down, whooping some anus. Dean actually ends up standing tall. Again.
What? Oh, because Cincinnati, okay. That's still really cool.
Yeah, twice, 2 weeks in a row, Ambrose stands tall at the end, which is awesome.
Dude. That's really cool. I'm thinking of, like, he came from basically nowhere. Like, when they signed him, like, it wasn't like he was, like, a Seth or a Daniel Bryan or something. He was, like, known as a really good indie guy. He was, like, a deathmatch guy.
Well, he was always a good promo guy, though, which you don't see in deathmatch guys ever. Like, he had the... Have you ever seen the I'm Just a Sick Guy promo?
Yeah, I've seen...
Stuff like that.
Dude, so good.
Yeah. There's, like... Yeah. His promos have always been amazing. Just, like, go online. There's, like, hundreds of compilations of just his promos on the indies, and they're all amazing.
And that's, like... Have you seen the one where, like,
You've seen the one where he's, like, walking down, like, the street he grew up in?
Yeah. And he was like, this is the street corner where my mother used to hook on.
Yes, that exact one.
And that's where I used to,
fight dogs or something crazy.
Yeah, like, that's where I used to get push drugs upon me and have to set, like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Fucking,
is that true?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I think...
No, because I've heard him on Cabana's podcast.
I think, like, a couple things, like, about his parents, like, being drinkers and stuff is true, but he turned off, like, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose also lives in Las Vegas. That's a fact.
I did not know that. He's amazing. Yeah.
What he does he's off of, like TV and stuff, he gets his mountain bike and just rides across the desert.
That's such a Dean Ambrose thing to do.
Yeah.
I love him. I touched his bicep on the live event. It was a magical moment in my life.
That's such a Josh thing to do.
Why?
What?
Such a beautiful bicep.
How could you reach the bicep from second row?
I mean, I pushed my way up.
It's not very nice.
I did not push away the little kids, but like the adults. I was like, all right, well, I'm wearing the Dean Ambrose shirt and you're not. I'm touching Dean Ambrose. And I did. And it was a glorious moment.
That's so good. I don't
know. It's on my Twitter bio now. I have so many. I have a Roman Reigns shirt. I have so many wrestling shirts.
They're too expensive to get here. Very expensive.
Oh, shirt. Yeah. And.
Yeah. And I went to my first indie event in Sydney last month. Very cool.
Fun.
Supposed to go on Friday again, but they cancelled the event, sadly, so I'm going next month instead.
What an indie thing to do.
Yeah. They gimmicked it, though, because they said that their owner was filming a movie in Mexico, so they couldn't run the event.
Whatever.
Hey, man. It was really cool.
Pretty sure that means they didn't have enough ticket sales.
No, they got super, like, they're super over. They probably, it was probably something to do with the people running it. Like the actual event company.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had Ambrose standing tall. Ambrose is amazing. I touched his bicep. It's rock hard.
Damn, just like me right now.
Thinking about Dean Ambrose and Josh. This is bicep, yeah.
Both of you touching biceps.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, it's in my Twitter bio. Has touched Dean Ambrose. I'm very proud of that.
Multiple places.
Ugh.
The bicep and the heart.
Woohoo.
So, are we going to do a prediction time?
I think it is prediction time. Let me pull up a card.
I am for the too.
Event.
That's exactly what I am doing.
Well, then let's see who can do it first.
I've already done
it's
it.
Me. I've got it.
I did it before I asked you about predictions.
Cock.
I fucking choose to win Eddie Guerrero 2K15.
Fucking Eddie Guerrero. Screwing us over.
So the pre-match is Curtis Axel and Damien Sandow versus The Ascension.
Now that's a real pre-show pre-match.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Back in the day when they had Vladimir Kozlov and Santino versus...
Miz versus Santino for the US title.
They used to do Santino and Kozlov versus Primo and Epico.
Right, yeah.
Primo and Carlito probably at the time, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
And then when they brought it back on YouTube, it was like Brodus Clay versus... David Otunga.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was a thing that happened.
That'll get the fans buying the pay-per-view, guys.
Oh. 10 out of 10.
How is David Otunga still employed?
He's on the pre-show.
Really?
On Periscope. I think they get like 100 people.
What, the pre-show?
It's just on Periscope, which is like an app that, it's like a live broadcasting app.
So is that the pre-show to the pre-show?
It's basically just Corey Graves on his phone. Like,
why?
with other people in the room just kind of talking randomly about stuff.
Is it like...
It's not WWE sanctioned. It's just kind of the thing that Corey Graves
does.
And it's awesome. Because, cool? Like, you can, like, comment and they'll see it.
Oh, I should check live. That out.
So, like, Corey Graves has laughed at me, like, 3 times.
Is that, like, the thing you have to pay for?
No, it's a free app. You just gotta follow him.
Damn. But that would be like 9 o'clock in the morning for me that they stream that. So that would be...
You can get on that, though.
I could, yeah. I'm gonna get that. Anyway, who do you got in Mega Powers or Ascension?
Mega Powers.
Yeah, I got Mega Powers too.
Alright.
So you should ask now, so I go first. Yeah.
Barrett versus Neville?
Oh, that wasn't next to me. I've got Neville.
I'm gonna go Barrett.
Bah, 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 bah.
Wait, no. I don't think the match ends clean. Either way.
Okay. Yeah.
Now Ziggler's in a match and Sheamus is in a match, so they don't need to interfere.
It'll probably end clean.
I don't think it ends clean. I'm gonna go Barrett one way or the other.
Okay,
that's kind of a tough one, just because it's like
I just think
so low stakes, but both could gain a lot.
First pay per view.
No, he was.
Yeah,
he was on the pre-show last.
Yeah, I meant non-pre-show.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that's exciting.
Also, I don't have the network anymore, so...
Oh, sad. Why not?
I'm
going
to have to buy this. My prescription right now. My subscription right now.
And you're not renewing?
After. I probably will. I don't have the financials right now.
Ah, so you're just going to pay $60 for Payback?
I probably just won't watch Payback.
Oh, man, that works too.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Payback, though. It's a great card.
I am too. I just, like... It's... it's $60 either way because it's better to pay for the 6 months. Like, you know what I mean. Anyway,
we yeah, just go it. For it. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh no, are you?
Okay. Cena versus Rusev.
Hmm. Allow me to take a moment to ponder this one.
Okay. I think Cena.
I'm gonna go Cena as well.
Yep.
I didn't ponder for very long. I'm confident in my decision.
Yep, so am I.
New Day versus Kid and Cesaro, 2 out of 3 falls.
Oh shit. New Day.
Yeah, New Day. It's gonna be an awesome match though.
Yeah, is it elimination 2 out of 3 falls?
No.
No, that would just be an elimination. That's a real throwback to the '80s, because that's where 2 out of 3 falls first started.
Yeah.
In tag matches. So that's pretty cool.
And these guys can go. They have great matches.
Yeah, man.
They had a great match at the stupid live show I was at.
That stupid live show that I probably paid like $2 billion for.
I paid a lot of Denver is a terrible place for wrestling fans.
Oh, just, you live in Denver.
I live in Denver right
for
now.
For some reason, I thought you lived in somewhere else.
I'm moving to Oregon in September though.
Oregon.
So maybe that'll be better.
No one lives in Oregon.
I will.
No wrestlers are from Oregon. That's how I know about
it. It's such a nice place. It's just really friendly.
What? Is that Midwest?
Just regular West. Wait, no. Yeah, sure, Midwest. I don't know. On geography.
Is it near Chicago?
No, not at all.
I'm trying
It's right on top of California.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very West. That's near Canada, then.
No.
Doesn't California go, like, all the way up the coast, basically?
California goes, like... There's, like, California, and then Oregon, and then Washington, which borders Canada.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you have Washington.
Yeah. You forgot. We have... Okay, the capital.
Well, like, I...
Yeah, and everyone forgets Washington. It's just Washington, whatever.
Because you have two Washingtons, so it's confusing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait! I'm thinking of DC. Whatever. I don't geography. So much do I not geography. But anyway. So yeah, New Day is going to win. It's going to be an awesome match. So I think. It's a small card, right?
6 matches.
Okay, yeah, that's small. Still well, add some.
It's a normal card.
They usually get like
through
8.
Them all, huh?
Right.
Ziggler or Shamo? I will go Shamo.
Yeah, I gotta go Sheamus too. Ziggler's not gonna win twice in a row.
Yeah, because Ziggler won last time.
Yeah, there's no reason for Ziggler to win this one. And I think it's just the main event left, right? So Rollins, Reigns, Orton, Ambrose, fatal 4-way match.
Rollins.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I agree. I'm gonna go Rollins.
So the only thing that we didn't agree on is Barrett and Neville.
That's a terrifying match to have it go on.
Yeah.
But okay. So, some bonus stuff. Do we see a S.H.I.E.L.D. reunion?
No.
Okay.
What, they're gonna, like, come out in vests?
No, not like that. But, like, maybe at, like, the end, they, like, triple powerbomb Orton or something.
I would say no, because Rollins is, like, the heel in the match.
Yeah, Rollins, but you could turn them all at the end.
No, I hope not.
I'm such a mark for the Shield. I would love to see the Shield again.
No. No.
Why not?
Because Dean on his own.
Yeah, I know.
Like, but if, oh no, that wouldn't make sense. Nah, it's not gonna happen.
I'm not saying, alright, I'm going to say no, it's not going to happen. But I really want it to.
If, like, they did the Troll album on Seth, it'd make more sense.
That would, that's not the Shield, though.
Orton just kinda... just dyes a part of his hair blonde.
Jesus.
Hey guys, I'm Seth Rollins.
What?
No, you're not.
Roman's half, like, just half of his beard because he didn't have hair. We're not buying it, man. You don't even look like him.
Anyway. Yeah. We don't need extra stuff because we've got the one. Like, we won't tie because we've only got one match that's different.
True. Yeah, that was just something I wanted to bring up, the Shield thing, because it is possible with everyone in it.
I don't think so.
It's possible.
So is the world ending tomorrow. Is it going to happen, though? No. Boom, got ya.
It's in the same way that, like...
La, 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 la.
But they, I mean, yeah. They added Ambrose to the match for a reason, right?
Because he's over.
I know that. I'm just presenting the theory.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like it. Part of me would like it to happen, but part of me wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want Ambrose. Ambrose needs to stay face. And when they came up, that was like the last thing I thought I was ever going to say. That Ambrose needs to stay face, because Ambrose is the most amazing heel.
But I can't wait till... I can't wait till Ambrose turns heel and Rollins turns face.
Because like, that's their natural roles, and they're so good.
But they're doing so well.
I know! What is happening? The Shield is so confusing.
The Shield's so good, they're all so good, and they could all do heel and face so well.
Reigns would be an amazing heel.
Yeah, man.
Ambrose would be and has been an amazing heel. Rollins would be an amazing face and has been an amazing... Everyone's make good at everything. And then there's Orton. Who's just kind of so much, he's just there. That's all... That's what Orton's been for so long.
And he's good at it.
He's good at just, like, filling space in the main event.
Yeah.
Like, even in, like, the WrestleMania main event from last year. He, like... Nobody even thought about Randy Orton. That was not a thing that ever crossed my mind before the match.
It was like, one was thinking about
Batista. People were mad at Batista, at least.
Yeah.
Nobody cared about Randy Orton.
True.
Yeah, but yeah.
That's the synopsis of this episode. Nobody cares about Batista and Randy Orton.
And with that, we are probably going to close this show out at just about 2 hours.
1 hour and 59 minutes and 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds.
Oh, we did it. So we've been recording for 1 hour and 58, though.
Oh, whoops.
So, with that in mind, do you have any last words to say?
Butts.
So, as always, thank you so much for listening to Live Wrestling Podcast. My name is Josh, joined by Matt and No Will, the giant human being. So remember to rate us 5 stars on whatever you're listening to us on right now. Please, it would be so helpful. Of course, your ever-present homework. Tweet at Ethan Carter, TNA.
Yep.
Hey, Derek Bateman. Loved you in Baywatch. Come on, Live Wrestling Podcast. Thank you, and good night. / good day.